Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. We are excited tonight about, or this morning, amen, of what God is going to do in the lives of his people. Amen. In fact, right wherever you are, please just put those hands together and just give our God a praise on this morning. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. We are thankful unto him, and we shall bless his holy, righteous name. Amen and amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited this morning, amen, about what God is getting ready to do for those who call upon his name. Amen. I'm also excited about the word of God that is prepared to be delivered by none other than our apostle, Christopher McQueen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But before we do that, let us just prepare the way, saints of God. And I'm just going to read a quick scripture. Amen. Give the announcements for this morning. We'll go into intercessory prayer. And then the next scripture here is praise and worship being ministered to you by Sister Melissa Butler. And then immediately following that, we'll get right into the Word of God being ministered this morning by our pastor, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. If you would, people of God, please turn with me to Psalms 144. Amen. The book of Psalms, chapter 144. Amen. The book of Psalms, one more time, chapter 144. And I am reading out of the New King James Version this morning. Let's read. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of the great waters from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Verse 9, I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings I will sing praise to you, the one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David his servant from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners whose mouth speaks lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. that our sons may be plants grown up in their youth, our daughters may be pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000 in our fields, that our oxen may be well, that there will be no breaking in our in or going out, that there will be no outcry in our streets. Happy, verse 15, and the final verse, are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is their Lord. Amen. And the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word on this morning. Amen. Put our hands together for the word of God. Amen. Happy are the people. Amen. God is their Lord. Amen. We must keep that forever in our hearing, forever in our eyesight, and forever in our hearts. Amen. Glory to God. But this morning's announcements are as follows. Amen. For those of you who have been following this broadcast for a number of years, there have been some changes that have gone on. But if you're new to this broadcast, just want to let you know every Tuesday at 7 p.m., amen, join us for Kingdom Lifestyle broadcast with Apostle Christopher McQueen. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join yours truly, Apostle McQueen, for Prophetic Atmosphere. And every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m., join us for our live broadcast of Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. And you can hear every broadcast we have live at www.ctkr.org. That's www.ctkr.org. Amen. That is our website. We invite you there. Amen. You get to learn more about the ministry, more about myself and Apostle McQueen. Amen. The churches in general. And if you would like anyone to touch and agree with you in prayer, any prayer request, amen. We're coming together. We're praying for you. We're touching and agreeing with you and believing God according to his will. Amen, that it shall come to pass, whatever you ask for, where two or three are touching together in his name, amen, he shall do it. And if you need someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, information about the church, or if you would like either one of us, myself or Apostle McQueen, to come and minister at your church or any of your engagements, enter on our website, go to the Contact Us tab that's above in the tab section, amen. Go there, follow the instructions, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience. Amen? Amen. Now, for those of you who are interested in going back in our archives or currently seeing our shows live, amen, while you're still on our website, once again, www.ctkr.org. Go to the media tab at the top of our website. Click there, and you can see our shows live as well as going back into our archives. Amen. Hearing what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We give God all praise. We give God all glory. And we give God all honor in this situation. Amen. He is worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Also, people of God, we are asking, amen, that you will become a vision partner and a prayer partner with this ministry to help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. As many of you know, we do have churches that are submitted under our covering. Amen. That are also asking, are doing a work for the Lord, but they're also needing assistance, not only prayer and intercessory prayer, amen, but they also need your financial support as well to continue doing the work that God has ordained them to do. Amen. And you can also, if everything is located there, we have a donate tab there. You can donate. We are 501c3 affiliated. Amen. So those donations are tax exempt. Amen. Put in as much information. Again, follow those instructions there. Amen. And if you need a receipt, we'll make sure that we get that receipt to you for tax purposes. Amen. Glory to God. Also, finally, I want to let you know that we have Facebook pages. Go to our Facebook page. Amen. You'll find us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministry or WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. We want to hear from you. Amen. What is God saying? What is God doing? Praise reports. Amen. We want to hear and like us there on our Facebook pages as well. We want to know what God is doing in your life and maybe how this ministry is blessing you. Amen. Those are the announcements for this morning, amen, as we govern ourselves accordingly. Now, let us prepare our hearts, amen, prepare our minds, amen, amen. As we prepare our hearts and our minds, let us go into prayer, and then immediately following that, the next voice that we will hear will be none other than the praise and worship leader, Melissa Butler, Sister Melissa Butler, as she begins to minister in song. Amen. Father, we bless your name. We give your name all glory. We give your name all honor. God, we thank you and we lift your name up in this place. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be worshiped. You are worthy to be honored. Father, as we come in this house, we lift up our hands before you as a sign of surrender. God, we humble ourselves at your feet this morning. Father, we just say, have your way in us, God. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, of anything and everything, every sin, amen, and every weight that, amen, that has easily beset us, everything that we continuously allow to yoke us up and chain us up in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask for forgiveness right now. Wash us in your blood. Wash us in your blood. Wash us in your blood. Break every chain and break every fetter in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come into this house with our minds focused on you. We come into this house with our hearts focused on you. We will lift up your name in this place. We will glorify your name in this place. We will thank your name in this place. We enter the gates with thanksgiving, and we enter the courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, and we are definitely blessing your holy name. God, there is no one like our God. There is no one like our King. You are the God of Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham, and you are my God. You are my King. You are my Lord. Father, I just bless you and worship you. I magnify you, and I give your name glory and praise. God, I thank you for your hand of mercy. I thank you for your hand of grace. I thank you for your hand of favor, God, that is resting upon our lives, that is resting upon the ministry, that is resting upon the apostle, that is resting upon the people of God that are under the sound of our voice. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Thank you, Jesus, for all you're getting ready to do. Even now, Father, we ask your anointing will raise this place. We invite your presence in this house. In the mighty name of Jesus, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come in this house and make your abode in this place. Live here with us in Christ the King, redemptive ministry. Rest in this house in the name of Jesus. Let the weight of your glory fall out. In the name of Jesus, oh God, right now, we break every weight, we break every distraction. I command every one spirit to come into alignment and to worship your name. I command our minds and the hearts of the people to lift their name, your name up, and to give your name all praise, to give your name all glory and honor. God, in oh God, we worship your name. Let our worship be a sweet incense to your nostrils, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we glorify you. We lift your name up. Hallelujah. 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 We shall trust in you. We shall trust in you. We shall obey you. We shall walk out your will. We shall walk out your testimony. We shall walk out your statutes. Oh God, we thank you as you're raising up intercessors, as you're raising up prayer warriors in this place, in the name of Jesus, and all over the world. You're raising up intercessors, and you're raising up prayer warriors who are constantly on the wall, who are standing forth for truth and righteousness, who are walking in holiness. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the powerful that's coming together, the assisted gifts that are coming together, who are working for unity, working to bring your people into the wholeness and unity of who you are. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. Oh, God, we worship and magnify your name. God, we lift your name up. Set a fire on the inside of us. Set a fire on the inside of us. Give us a zeal to complete the task and a zeal to complete the work on the inside. In the name of Jesus. Give us a devotion. Oh, God, put your word in our mouth.
Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus and the word of God. Thank you, Lord, right now. We bless your holy name. You've given us power to tread on the enemy. You've given us power to tread on every spirit. You've given us power, God, to hand on the sick. To be healed. You've given us power, God, to cast the devil out. We thank you. We bless your holy name. We worship your name, God. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We just love you this morning. No one else like you, Jesus. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. I lift up my hands this place. I give your name honor. Lift up your hands now, Christ the King. Give the Lord your God some praise. Worship the name of the Lord your God. Open up your mouth. Let him hear from you. Begin to tap into the anointing. Begin to tap into his presence. Hallelujah. Begin to tap into the glory. Hallelujah. I hear the most today. Hallelujah. The most today. In Jesus' name, crown the apostle's head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Hallelujah. Let us not see him, but let us see the Christ in him. Let us see your spirit in him as he speaks forth your word on this morning, God. We bless you as you bring a word that's going to shift us, as you bring a word that's going to change us, as you bring a word that's going to heal us, as you're going to bring a word that's going to push us forward closer to our assignment and to the kingdom of God that you have called us to. We give your name honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let us receive now praise and worship from none other than, hallelujah, Sister Melissa Butler. Amen, and amen again.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for praise and worship today. Hallelujah. We glorify you in this place today, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. How many of you just want to give God some praise today? I give you praise today, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I will bless your name at all times. Thank you. Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Christ the Lord. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. We bless his holy name in this house. And we're believing that you are blessing God right wherever you are. Amen. Amen. You got to understand that God is the one to get all the praise. He is the one that deserves all the glory. He is the one that deserves all the worship. Amen. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what challenges may be coming your way, amen, you just got to realize and recognize, amen, that you are a winner. Amen. You got to recognize that you are not the victim, but the victor. You are victorious. Why? Because the word says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. We really got to get a revelation of that word from God. Amen. And if you really get that revelation in your spirit, you will understand that no devil in hell can do anything against you. No obstacle can overtake you. Amen. There's no challenge that you will succumb to. You will know that you are always on the mountaintop. Amen. But as long as you keep him first in your life, amen, giving God all praise, all glory and honor, using the word, amen, using the blood of Jesus, amen. Why? Because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, amen. So I dare you this week to just begin to testify and rehearse in your hearing what God has done for you, amen. And I guarantee you, your strength will start coming back. You'll start recognizing and giving God all the praise and the glory, and you'll realize that he is for you, amen. Amen. God is for us, people of God. That's one thing that we truly have to understand. Amen. It does not, it behooves me sometimes, amen, how we as the body of Christ, we who say that our God can do the impossible, amen, which he can. Our God can do the impossible, but then when we see the lives of other Christians, we don't see that impossible God. Amen. We sometimes look at others and we see a defeated, a downtrodden, amen, a powerless Christian, amen. But God has created you to be more than that. Hallelujah. He's created you to be one that will speak into whatever atmosphere you have or that's around you and watch things change. Amen. He's given you hind feet, amen, to always be on, to climb up into the high places. Amen. But most of all, we must understand in the midst of all of the victory, the shouting, the praising, and giving God all the glory, we must develop a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you do not have that relationship with him, then you cannot reap the benefits that I'm talking about on this morning. Amen. Yes, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust, but it's something about the peace of God. It's something about knowing that you are a child of the King. It's something about knowing that God is really on your side. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to just encourage you on this morning. Amen. To just keep believing, keep pressing. Amen. As the Bible said, I press towards the mark, which is the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, on that note, I just want to, amen, move out of the way. Amen. And prepare our hearts and our minds for none other than the apostle of this house, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Let us receive him, amen, on this morning. Amen. For God be glory.
Amen. We're going to give God a praise. He's going to give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful for what God is doing, what God has done. Amen. We are excited about his grace and his mercy. And we ask that you would simply just join with us this morning as we go in and give God praise. Amen. Look at your neighbor and just simply say, I am so grateful that God saved me.
I'm so grateful that God saved me.
But don't say it with so much enthusiasm. If he really saved you, say it with some excitement. I'm so grateful that God saved me. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm just thinking about where I would be if he had just left me to myself. Somebody should get shivers.
Amen.
Chills up and down your spine thinking about it. But God chose to save us. He chose to love on us. He chose to come to us and make sure that we knew that it was his grace and his mercy that saved us. Amen. Amen. And because he did it, amen, look at your neighbor and say, you didn't have anything to do with this. You really didn't. Amen. Because he did it, then he's the one that gets all the glory for it. Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful this morning. We're going to continue on with the lesson that we started. Amen. And that's, how are you living? Amen. I asked the question a little bit ago, last week to be exact, as we started into the series. And the series was simply, how are you living? How are you living? Amen.
Amen.
We're often glad we're living right, but we find out that we're not living quite that way. Amen?
Amen.
And when you're not living the right way, amen,
amen.
Huh? Then things around you trickle, huh?
They trickle down. Amen.
Just trying to make sure the display comes on properly like it should. There it goes. All right. Things don't happen like they should. And when you have something that is out of alignment in one area of your life, amen, you'll find out that it's out of alignment in other areas of your life. I know you try to figure that out. When you set up a law in one area of your life, in another area of your life, that law, amen, begins to manifest and take precedence. Amen?
Amen.
You see it? It takes precedence over what is going on in your life. So if you have a problem with timeliness, you'll see that you're late to work. Huh? You're late with your assignments. You're late with different other aspects of your life, because whatever it is that you do, however you do it, amen, one area, it sets up how you deal with other areas. Amen.
Amen.
If you're lax in one area, we'll find that you're lax in other areas of your life. Amen. And that is the problem that we have to deal with today. The question then, as we're looking at this, is simply, how are you living? Amen.
Right.
Look at your neighbor and ask them that question again. Huh? How are you living?
How are you living?
Huh? And when you ask that question, wait for the answer, wait for the right answer, amen? Because when you hear that question, then you should hear an answer, amen, that comes back to a reality, amen, for you, amen?
Amen.
And that is, if you're living right, if you're living large, if you're living, amen, largely, amen, then that means that someplace in your life you have taken time and trusted in God, so that he could actually develop and mature you in certain areas of your life. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Look at your neighbor and tell them it's all good. Amen?
It's all good.
Amen. God bless you. It's good to see you. Amen. Now, we're going to go quickly into the scripture. We have been dealing with a few things. When we talk about how are you living, first of all, we have to understand that as you speak, huh? What you speak and how you speak determines your level, okay? So first of all, let's go over to Proverbs. Pick up where we left off there, amen. Proverbs 18. And let's, before we go all the way down to 19, 20, 21, let's just go to that first verse. As I was reading through, the Holy Spirit showed me something here. And when we talk about how are you living, we really have to deal with the realities that a lot of times what we're doing when we live a certain way comes down to how we set ourselves up for success. Right here, and I read from the New King James Version. It says, a man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. Now, let me put this into clear perspective for you, and I'll take you to it, if you will, in another translation in a moment. But a man who isolates himself, amen, is one who, instead of getting close to anybody or everybody, pulls themselves back so that they have no connection around them. Amen. And when they isolate themselves, that means nothing can come in, but nothing can go out either.
Amen.
Now, you understand that stagnancy is deadly. Things will grow in stagnant water. But everything that grows in a stagnant environment is toxic to what's living. So if I drink water stagnant, then those parasites and those other anomalies will begin to grow on the inside of me and cause me to die. You know, it's what they call bitter water. Children of Israel encountered that when they crossed over to the other side and got over. As soon as Miriam got done playing her tambourine, they got done shouting. Then the first thing they ran up against is Ara, which was bitter water. Amen? And some people, because they have isolated themselves, they simply become bitter. Nothing can get in to flush out what's bitter inside of them, huh? And because nothing can get in, nothing gets out. Everything just seems to fester in. Now, I'll go back to my younger days when I was watching Mom and them in the kitchen before we had all these microwaves and other things, these convection and all the rest of these ovens that cook double time and everything else and heat up that quick. Well, I'll go back to the days when Mama started cooking on Saturday for Sunday. Any of y'all remember those days? If we knew what we knew now about how food needs to be kept, none of us would have ate none of those meals back then. But how many of y'all can testify and say for real, those were some of the best meals of your life? When you think about good down-home cooking, you go back to some of those meals.
Hmm?
But look at how those meals were made. She had to put the turkey or the roast or the chicken or whatever it is, she put it in on Saturday. And then the refrigerator, she had to leave it on the stove so that it could cool down enough to go into the refrigerator. We called them ice boxes back then. I'm not telling my age, I'm just talking. Amen. So what was happening is that when you begin to look at that cooking process, whatever they did was not quick, fast, in a hurry. It took time. The pot of greens was put on Friday so it would be ready by Sunday. Huh? See, y'all, I know some of you younger generation and those of you watching, all y'all can remember is that you got a Marie calendars and put it in there and sit for 3 minutes, stirred up something and flipped it around and put it in for another 3 minutes and then sit down to eat like that's all there was. But I remember when.
Yeah.
It took time to create a meal that was worth eating. Amen. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that if you take time to build it up, it takes time to cool it off. Y'all see that? That stew that was sitting on simmer
all night long
took all day to cool off. But you microwave something and 2 minutes later, it's ice cold. Now let's get back to what I'm talking about here. In the NIV, it says that unfriendly person pursues selfish ends against all sound judgment starts quarrels. When we ask how are you living, we have to look at this whole chapter here because this whole chapter begins to talk about the power of your words. Amen? And when you look at the power of your words, you'll see that when you pull yourself away from sound judgment and don't fool yourself, we understand that the Bible says, in the last day, men will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears because of their desires, they will heave unto themselves teachers. Huh? Why are they doing that? Because they want to hear what they want to hear. They want to experience what they want to experience. And that's all that they want. You can't come and say, brother, sister, that's not God. That doesn't lead to holiness. That does not lead to sanctification. They don't hear that. Let me alone. Let me do what I want to do. Let me do it how I want to do it. And don't challenge me to grow or develop. You're too foundational. You're too judgmental. Listen, my job is to develop you. Look at your neighbor and just say, his job is to develop us. I know that. Some don't want to say it because you feel that you already developed. I've already arrived. Listen, you have not arrived. Can I just tell you, I have not either? Huh? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? Huh? So I don't get big-headed and think that I've arrived and you got to get to my level. Listen, we're all working out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. And I think I tremble more than some of y'all, huh? Because it's a shame to be like Moses, see the promised land but can't go over into it. Amen? I want to make it. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to make it. So then we begin to talk about how are you living. Let's go here. Let's go all the way down to the 19th verse. No, let's go on to the 20th verse because I want to get into the New Testament today. We're going into Colossians after we finish here. It says, a man's stomach, 21st, a man's stomach will be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Now, we've spoken this several times, amen? And the problem is that people still believe that they can voice their opinion. My opinion is whatever God's opinion is for my life. You want to know my opinion? You want to know where I get the foundation of my opinion? It's right here. I don't have time to formulate opinion based on my intelligence. Because my mind is not at his level. Can I say amen? Some of y'all said that because y'all don't think I'm that smart anyhow. But the thing is that my mind is not at his level. I don't think like he thinks. So my thinking thinker or my level thinking compared to his higher level, I sort of miss things that he's already worked out. Amen? So the opinion that I have is worked out in the Word of God. Now, let me show you the power here of a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth and with the increase of his lips, whatever you say, however much you say it, he will be filled. You see that? Shall he be filled? You see that? So now when we look at it here, it says something very simple. Do you have the NIV over there? Give me the message instead. Give me that message Bible. I'll read it from the NIV, and then we'll read it over there. It says, from the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. That means you eat a lot of your words. Some of you think about your diet right now because you've just been running off, and that's why you got spiritual diarrhea. Because you ran off at the mouth and now you're running off in your belly. It's just working you. You can't figure out what's going on. I hate to say it like this, but maybe if you didn't talk as much, the way you talk as much, you can have a better life. Amen? Better harvest. Look at this. It says, from the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled with the harvest. Look at your neighbor and say, harvest.
Harvest.
Of their lips. Because every word you speak is a seed. Y'all see that? So a seed always goes in as one, multiplies, and brings forth more of itself. So if you just say, I only say it, that's okay. You only say it. But look at the harvest that's coming from I only say it. Then don't you think that we need to change some of those things that we only say it? When I ask the question, how are you living? Let's go back to your dialogue. How are you speaking? Is everything that you say out of your mouth, is it always contentious? Are you always murmuring? Do you always have a complaint? Can you always find the fault? Do you always talk about the shortcoming and the negative? Okay, now let's look at your life for real. Why do you have all of that to talk about? It's because you keep rehearsing what problems are around you and what the enemy shows you. You have to be aware that the enemy of your soul will always show you those type of things so that you can constantly speak those things. You see it? I took you over into Genesis, the first chapter, on last Sunday. It bears just running back over there and just looking at this. Just the first three verses. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. All right? You see that in this whole dialogue, in this whole scenario, we see that God made, we see void.
Amen. Amen. Take you here. Amen. Come on. I'm asking questions because we really need to examine who we are. You say that you are a child of God, but then you speak as one who don't even know. You say that you are the image of Christ in the earth. You are the one who shows everybody that this is what Christ should be like. But then you don't believe. Anybody have a problem with that besides me? Why can't we get people to come to church? You can't get people to come to church because people have watched those who say that they're Christians act like anything but Christ. Look at your neighbor and ask the question, do you know them? Don't ask them, do you know them? Okay, then let's look at your lifestyle, how you living.
Because if you really know him, then it should look like you know him. Do you have knowledge of him?
Don't tell me that you know him and I can't find him in your actions.
Wow.
Oh, I'm saved all day, but let somebody cut you off when you cuss all day. You saved all day until somebody get on your nerves. Or don't let Mr. Fine walk by and then your eyes start. Wait a minute, hold on, what happened to your sanctified eyes? Huh? Don't let sister come by and just happen to, and you be sitting there going, well, I hope she bend over a little further and pick that up. No, 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 see, that ain't God. That's not God. Look at your neighbor and say, that ain't God.
That ain't God.
And if the world is with you, then they see this behavior. And then when you say, brother or sister, I want you to come to church, the first thing they say is, I don't need to come to church to look at women. I can do that out here. I don't need to go to church so I can look at men. I can do that out here. I don't need to go to church to cut people out. I can do that where I am. If they're coming to church, they're looking for something that's different than what they have. Do you have a difference to show them? Christ in you means that there should be a difference from who you used to be. You should look like who he calls you to be. I don't care. My family was the family that fought on our block. When you got saved, you stopped being part of that family, and now you follow peace with all men. Because that's how Christ does it. Why are you still fighting? Y'all need to know my reputation. No, we don't need to know your reputation. We need to know his reputation, and you need to mirror it.
oh, they don't preach like this no more because we're busy standing around trying to get people to understand that this right here is going to be the best experience of your life, and you're going to live, and everything's going to be wonderful. Christ Jesus has wiped away all your hardships and everything. Wait a minute, hold on. Christ Jesus wiped away all your hardships. Jesus said himself, if you will live a godly life, Paul reiterated it, if you are going to live a godly life, you will suffer persecution. What is the persecution? Your flesh has got to die. Oh, I thought I could just come in and pay my tithes, give my offering, serve on the usher board, sing in the choir, be part of praising, and do the music and everything else, help with the media department and all the rest of that. And all I had to do was do all that. And don't bother me until I come back to church to do what I just said. No, you're lying. Has to measure up. Listen, there's 168 hours in a week, and I have to live right each and every one of them, because if I'm not living right, then when I come up to preach an hour, nobody wants to hear me. My life don't measure up to my word. So where is your witness? How are you living? Christ in you. The hope of glory. Okay, if you got him as the hope of your glory, how come we don't see any truth from that?
Good Lord, I knew it was going to be a verse on this point. It was going to be a lot of amen. You told me that when you showed it to me.
I was doing good. I was on my way to church, and that car just would move. They pulled right there, and I couldn't get past, and they sat there, and then when I got around them, then they act like they didn't want to look over because they knew I had some Holy Ghost words. Those weren't holy words.
Wow.
I have this thing I always say to a prophetess when we're driving, and she always likes to look at, I say, hey, you got your steering wheel. You got your pedals. They got theirs. You know how to use yours. They may not. Don't worry about them. Just pray that they learn how to use them. But you talking is not going to help. Last Sunday I shared with you that there was a pastor who was shot in the head for road rage. God's going to keep him. God covers you when you're in his will. When you're in your will, not so much. I'm not saying that he was or wasn't, but it is a wake-up call for us who say that we bear his name. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that if the world would know Christ, it would know it because it sees it in the action that you portray. How do you know? If he is the hope of your Lord, that means that there are some things that you have to get to for that. Romans 8:29. Oh, Jesus. For whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Now, why are we talking about the image? We're talking about the life that I live. I now live is Christ. I die, but Christ lives in me. So the life I live is Christ. Amen? According to the word of God, I'm not living the life of Christ. I'm living the life of Christ. Amen? And as I live the life of Christ, there is a plan and a purpose for my life that he has already set up for me. I have to live that life because in that life is the fulfillment of every desire, every want, every proclivity is set in there. So my desires and everything else should be towards fulfilling him. And then I'll be filled. What happens is when we don't fulfill his desires for our life, we end up trying to figure out a new life. Amen? And that new life is based on what we like. So you get close to what God wants you to do, but you can never complete it because it was never ordained by him. It's the carrot in front of the donkey. every once in a while they let it swing back just enough so that it can get it and just get a little nip off of it. But you'll never get the whole carrot. Because if you get the whole carrot, you'll stop moving in the direction it's leading you. Y'all see that? So what the enemy does is he begins to swing it in front of your face. And supposing you're about to get something great, you leave the chosen path that God has given you, and you go wherever your desire or wherever your desires are leading you, and you move away from God. And it seems right because it feels right. But the Bible is very clear. It says every man's ways are correct or right in their own eyes. That's why you can't trust in just your sight. I thank God I got Bishop Gary and other people, other spiritual brothers and sisters who can come and pull my coattail and say, you know, that ain't quite right right there. You have to have that. There has to be accountability in what you're doing. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, you're not an liar.
Not an
island. Huh? Oh, on the island, everything I say is law. That's right. It is law. But sometimes your law is in direct conflict with God's law, what he said here. So you need somebody to come and remind you of what's on the manuscript. You praying your will. Lord, please, man, I want this, that, and other. I pray that it happens. No. He said, pray the will of the Father. You pray the will of the Father, and if that ain't his will, that's what you're going to get. Now, why did I say that? Because we're praying his will, right? And as we pray his will, you wanted this right here, but that wasn't good for you. So what the Lord gives you is this. And it fulfilled everything that this did, but it also added to you here.
Yeah.
We can't get this because it ain't exactly what I want to hear.
Yeah.
So you get this and you miss your development. God has a plan for your life. That's why the word conform there is important. Conform to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Go to Romans 12:1. Find Romans 12:1. I'm going to show it to you. I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Because a lot of times when we deal with some of this stuff, the holy part gets lost in the equation. What does holy mean? Holy means I'm going to live a life, amen, that is separated and set aside for divine purpose. Amen. Acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Let's go. Huh? And be not conformed to this world. That's where the problem right there is. Is that you're going through confirmation, but not in the right direction. We're supposed to be conformed to the image of the Son, but we're finding ourselves being conformed to the image of this world. And your desires then are not the desires of God, but the desires of this world. You look at what this world has to offer, and you desire it, and try to put his name on it so you can feel better about getting it. God's will, God's way, his plan for our life is above our thoughts. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When we get our minds right, then the rest of us will come into alignment. Amen?
Amen.
That you may prove what it is, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice it goes down to will of God because we have to deal with your mindset and your will. Stubbornness, a lot of times we have. We won't conform because we're too stubborn to break. So you go through hardship after hardship after hardship. Let me show you how it works in refining. They put you in, they take the raw ore and put it in a pot and begin to heat it up. And they heat it up to a point that it breaks down into its foundational component. And then they skim off the top, the dross, which is the impurity. Let it cool down, put it back through the same process. If it is resistant to the process, they increase the heat and add agents that will help it to break down. Now let's go back to your life and the hardship you said you faced. Could it be that God is trying to get you to break so he can get you to conform to him, but you are too resistant so he sent the adversary to do what he does best. Huh? Paul said it like this. He said, I prayed 3 times that the thorn of my flesh and my side will be removed. And the Lord did not remove it.
Right.
But he said to him, my grace is sufficient. That means that when it got to a point where it seemed too hard for him and it was going to cause him to give up, he remembered that the grace of God was enough to sustain him even in his tests and trials. Your conformity is the secret to your success. Okay. Let's go back over to Colossians.
27, 1:27. Let's wrap this up. I pray y'all get some
from. You know, they stopped teaching like this a long time ago because they didn't tell you about your car house and how wonderful you are. It challenged you to change.
Yeah.
Amen. And this is what we need. We need somebody not to tell me how wonderful I am, but tell me how I'm not so wonderful or how I need Christ in my life. We stop needing Christ. That's why they can preach any and every other thing in church and never miss saying anything about Jesus. Because they graduated in their minds past needing him. Now we just need to live a good life. You can't live a good life without Christ. And after you die, where are you going? How are you going to deal with this? Where is your hope and glory if you don't have Christ? Where is it? Well, you know, you just live your best days now. No, I plan on living eternity. Okay, that's what I'm going for. Where would you spend eternity and how would you live it? I plan on living good now and living great then. Amen?
It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's go to the next verse. Because you need to see what we're supposed to be doing here. Whom we preach, Christ, and the hope of glory. Look at your neighbor and say, we got to preach that.
And when we preach it, what are we doing?
Warning every man. Teaching every man in all wisdom.
You see that? Every time I come in here, he's trying to show me something different. Yeah, that's right. That's my job. Amen?
And look at your neighbor and say, I do my job well.
Amen.
That's what you want to say. That's what you store upset at the pastor right now. But that's okay. I'm going to keep preaching it.
That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That word perfect is not without flaw. It's mature. My job is to help you to grow up. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to grow up. Oh, that you are no more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Every time somebody come around with something that sounds saintly or Christian or good, here you go moving over there like, well, you know, they did say, stop. Get rooted and grounded and learn this word. You got to get this. This is important. Amen. My job is to preach Christ, warn you when you're off, huh? Teach you with all wisdom. You don't want to go that way because if you do, this, that, and other. That's wisdom right there. If I say just don't do it, then I'm just giving you something to obey. But if I give you the why, then that's wisdom with instruction, amen? Follow wisdom. It'll benefit your life, amen? So we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. My job and my assignment is not just to be up here and make a whole bunch of noise and scream, and but to make sure that as we do all of that, that you are growing up, you are maturing. We got to get back to maturing. Thank God for the music and everything else. I love a good hoop and holler. I like a good shout and run around. Woo! Yes, I love all of that. But if we're not learning anything, we just came to a party with Christian overtones. How about we come in and develop? Amen? Come on, let's give God praise right there. Now, I'm going to just say this as we're closing. If you want Jesus Christ, if you would like to know this Jesus that we speak about, I'll pray that you pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation.
in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, Lord, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you would lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing ministry where they can grow and be developed and go on to do the work that you called them to. We pray for healing. We pray for miracles, signs, and wonders. We pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Free the minds. Free the hearts. Free the spirits of these people who have been oppressed. I pray right now for those who have walked away from Christianity, Lord, because someone didn't know how to handle the sheep. I pray right now, Lord, that they come into the fold. Bring them back now so that they can be loved to life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you would give them pastors after your own heart. And you have set such a time as now for us to come forward and do the work you've given us to do. Help us, Lord, to be integral and walk according to your plan and your assignment for our life in the name of Jesus. And we give you all glory, we give you all praise, we give you all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, look at your neighbor and just say, God is good.
God is good.
Come on, say it again. God is good.
God is good.
For those of you watching, I want you to understand, those of you listening, you go to our website, www.ctkr.org. You learn more about us. We pray you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. We're looking forward to hearing your testimonies. Thank you for those of you who have joined with us already, and we're constantly looking to upgrade and update what we're doing. God is going to give us greater, amen, because our desire is to please him. Amen? I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen of Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, along with Prophetess Crystal McQueen, my wife. We'll look forward to ministering with you on Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you. Come on.